What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I know I haven't left an episode in quite some time, and I definitely apologize. I've been caught up in life. I'm here. Today, I want to talk about going on your path, but unfortunately, you took a couple of steps back. Wow, the week is already done, but that's okay. You know, I'm still grateful for being able to go through the week. Well, last weekend, you know, I was going through it. I'm not going to lie. I had like a crying spell for the whole fucking day. The whole day. And I wasn't feeling like myself, so I end up calling someone I should have, which eventually, like, just opened a box of bullshit. It opened that box very loudly. I know my spiritual team were the ones who opened the box for me. And I'm not even mad at them. Shit, I'm not even mad at the person that I called that proceeded to, you know, give me bullshit into the next day. But it's funny because I didn't call them for quite some time. And because I was in this vulnerable state at the moment, I acted on a low vibrational type of energy, which caused me to call them. And I told a couple of people about it, and they was like, "What happened? You was doing so good. What happened?" I'm like, "I was just in a weak state of mind, you know, and I think it's okay to be that way, you know, and recognize like, hey, I was in a weak state of mind, but I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna sit here and be so down on myself because I took a couple of steps back to a path that I'm going forward to, because I'm a being who goes through things, who feels emotions deeply, very deep, better than others, and that's okay. That's okay if, you know, I take a couple of steps back, as long as I'm not taking those steps back and walking backwards, in a sense, walking towards the past and forever. Yes, I took a couple of steps back, but I'm going to regain those steps and keep walking. You understand? Those are what you call mistakes in life, or what you even call maybe some are mistakes or actions that you're not proud of, low vibrational actions, and that's okay. I think sometimes we're just a little too hard on ourselves, or we talk to people and they feel like they have to tell us the truth, or they have to say certain things for us to be shaken. But honestly speaking, some beings are only shaken by themselves in their own experiences. They don't need no one to tell them, you know, what was wrong, what was right, and the lesson, and what you should do and what you should not do. You know, you should be able to find out on your own, because it's your path, you know. And it may take a couple of times, but you're definitely able to heal from that. When I was going through that situation, I did Reiki. Reiki is opening up the chakras. Someone in a higher spiritual sense is able to open up your chakras just by touching you or even putting their hands on you. And from there, Reiki has the ability to heal you from past wounds. It has the ability to make you feel well. It has the ability to calm your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. It has the ability to uplift you and raise your vibrations. So with that being said, when I did the Reiki and I was going through the low vibrational shit, I actually didn't care. You know, I was laughing about it. I was very calm. I didn't cry. Of course, I felt an ounce of hurt, an ounce of pain, but I mean, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean? It's a situation that it's been around for quite some time, and, you know, I've been broken down from this situation now, but, you know, I'm still healing from it. But the Reiki helped tremendously, and I plan on doing it more often because I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to be anew. I'm ready to be in a higher sense, a higher priestess sense of life now. I no longer want to be on the bottom, looking at life on the bottom. You know, imagine myself in a higher self. I want to be the higher self because I'm 23, 24, 20 feet tall. No one could reach me. You understand what I'm saying? So, I just want to say, like, when you're on your path, you're going to fall back. If you don't fall back, I mean, kudos to you, motherfucker. Like, if you don't fall back in your path, like, you good, like, you didn't make no mistakes, you didn't do nothing low vibrational, like, you just on that path, and you just on a higher motherfucking level, kudos to you. But for the other beings out there who go through shit on their path, know that there are always lessons. And though it's cliche, I'm being straight real with you, like, you're gonna go through things, but... And you may put yourself through, you are going to put yourself through things, but that's only to help you gain your power back to really stride forward towards your path. And that's a phenomenal way to look at it. Don't look at it like, damn, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I shouldn't have done this, what is wrong with me? Why am I doing this all the time? Like, why am I making this mistake? My friends think I'm fucking stupid, fuck everybody. When it comes to what you do, that's what you do. And you just gotta sit down with yourself and look at why you did it, why you felt you needed to do that, how did you feel after, was that something that was worth it, was that something that equated to your higher self or your lower self? That's very important when you're doing actions, being mindful of what you're doing. Even when you're talking about certain things, being mindful of what you're talking about. Like, is this equating to your lower self or your higher self? I guarantee you, if you start thinking like that, you'll see changes in your life. It's not something that you're able to do right away. Or maybe you could. I apologize. You know? But once you start doing it on a repetitive basis, I feel like, yo, the world is yours. The world is yours. Living a mindful life, you're able to change a lot of things about your life and go about life in a different way, in a different perspective. And that's also real. I definitely learned regarding this situation, like, okay, Sarah, in your weak moments, you tend to do weak ass shit, my nigga. You tend to do weak ass shit that you're not entirely proud of after. So maybe next time, if you feel weak, if you feel vulnerable, be mindful of your actions, even if you feel you have no choice. Be mindful of the things that you do, because keep in mind, when you're weak, you're not thinking on a logical level, on a higher level, so you may do things to hurt you. And that's not what your path entails. Your path doesn't entail being hurt, even though that will... You will come across that. Your path entails you living in a life of peace, living a life of abundance, living a life of power, living a life of higher self. That's what your path entails. And of course, helping others. Being mindful, always thinking about what you are doing in this world, not only for others, but yourself, most importantly. Whatever we do, whatever we speak, is for self. How are you representing that on a daily? How are you representing that when you're angry, when you're sad, when you're upset, even when you're happy? How are you representing that? when you're able to realize that, you can really change the trajectory of your life if you don't like it, you know? Going through what I went through last weekend just made me realize, like, listen, yo, you gotta do better for you. Not because people are telling you that, because you understand that for yourself. You gotta make sure you have beings around you who truly care. You gotta make sure that you care about yourself and your well-being. You gotta understand that, yes, you may make mistakes, but it doesn't make who you are. It doesn't make you who you are. Be mindful. Just because you took a couple of steps backwards doesn't mean you can't take a couple of steps forward. Dust them steps that are backwards, dust that shit the fuck off, and keep it moving. It doesn't interrupt your flow. It just makes it more powerful. So I hope this resonates with somebody and you think more than judge. Nothing but peace and blessings.